basically what I know is there was a child who drowned in a bathtub, but there weren't really many details that were released at the beginning. They didn't talk about what condition the parents were in or how the baby ended up in the bathtub or anything, really. So just some of your thoughts about what you guys have discovered and what's come out since then, please.
Well, after getting the initial call from one of my officers, I responded to the Burleson St. Joseph Hospital ER room, spoke with both of the parents. Basically, they were pretty well upset, which most people would be. I was able to talk to them, and I went ahead and we performed a search on both of the motel rooms, which are adjacent to each other. And during the search process, we were able to find some illegal narcotics inside the living room of one of the motel rooms. I attended the autopsy 2 days later. Basically, we had during the investigation stages, I was able to put a case together. We went ahead and I got warrants for both mother and father, and that I was informed by CPS that the mother failed a drug test and the father refused to take one. Went ahead and got a affidavit and was able to put a get an arrest warrant on both parents for possession of a controlled substance and for injury to endangering a child.
And what's happening right now to the 2-year-old child that they, I know CPS had in custody?
Yeah, the two-year-old right now, from the last piece of information that I had received was that the 2-year-old was in CPS custody and they were looking at a foster family taking possession of the child, where he'd be a lot safer.
Now, and this doesn't seem like a very common thing for the community of Caldwell. Is that true or not?
That's true. That's true. I've never worked a case like this. I have worked other cases involving injury to a child, but this is the first time that I've had a toddler or an infant of this age deceased from a drowning.
So what do investigators believe took place in the bathtub exactly?
Well, at this point in time, it's still unknown, but I had enough information and evidence to obtain two arrest warrants for each, the mother and the father.
And do you know what state the parents were in when the officers first arrived, when the baby was found drowned?
At that time, they both of them were crying. Like I said, that's pretty common for most people. When I served the warrants on both of them, they didn't show any remorse whatsoever.
So do you think they felt like they deserved those warrants?
Oh, yes. Yes. I mean, it's if you're not responsible enough to take care of your children, you know, it just seemed to me like it's like they couldn't care less that it happened, as it was different from day one during the initial stages of the first part of the investigation. The main thing is, if you're going to be responsible to have children, you need to take that responsibility and watch out for your children, because they don't know any better. They really need to take care of their responsibilities as parents.